listening to Opening the Heart Chakra, the podcast, bringing you beautiful, healing, magical heart music and talking with the artists that create it. I'm your host, Jay Michaels. Today's guest is a certified therapeutic musician, a therapist, a life coach, a meditation teacher. She's worked all over the state of Massachusetts as a therapeutic harpist. She's worked in healthcare and wellness facilities. Her website is harpandwellness.com. On her YouTube channel, you'll find music, mindfulness, and stress relief. It's my pleasure to introduce fellow Massachusetts resident, Nicole Anderson. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on. I'm just surprised that we've both been playing harp in the state for many years and have never run into each other.
I know. That's the way of the world sometimes, isn't it?
Yes. Sometimes we do need the internet to make connections with people.
I know. I was so pleasantly surprised to see that you are also a Massachusetts resident because I was born and raised here and I have a lot of ties to the state. So it's nice to have that common ground.
Yes. And I bet we've played in some of the same senior facilities, but we'll talk about that later, I guess. Let's start back at the beginning. What made you decide to play the harp in the first place?
I always gravitated towards music from a young age, and my parents were really supportive and really astute for noticing my attraction to instruments. So they got me started on piano pretty young. And after a few years of piano lessons, I was doing well. I enjoyed it. And my parents started saying, "Hey, Nicole, want to maybe take up a second instrument?" And I thought about it. And I thought, okay, maybe. So we were sort of just flirting with the idea for a while. And then when I was 12, we went to my aunt's wedding and she had a harpist there playing at the cocktail hour. And my mom came over to me and she said, "Nicole, did you ever think about playing the harp?" And I turned to her and I said, "No, I've never even seen one until tonight. So no, not really on my radar." But I was kind of watching the harpist, and at one point she noticed me watching. So she was so nice. She called me over and she introduced herself, and I told her that I play piano. She said, "Do you want to try playing the harp?" And I said, "Okay." So I sat down. Luckily, my aunt, who was the bride, she didn't care. She was very chill. But I sat down, and this woman taught me how to play chopsticks on the harp. My mom notices, and she comes over, and she's like, "Nicole, you're not distracting the harpist, are you?" And I said, "She invited me." So my mom stood back. She took a couple pictures, which is really cool because I have pictures of the first time I ever touched a harp. And we started chatting afterwards with the harpist, and she said, "By the way, I teach lessons down the Cape on Cape Cod, if you ever want to take lessons." And I decided to start lessons with her, and she was my teacher for a number of years, and my passion for the instrument just grew from there.
So I think we should listen to some of your music.
All right.
This is called Big Dipper. I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about the piece and introduce it.
Yeah, so this is a piece that I wrote last year when we were in the throes of the pandemic and everybody was doing online events. Of course, the good thing about the online events is that you can reach more people as a musician, but then you can also be an audience member of arts that you wouldn't necessarily be exposed to. So I was trying to take up a lot of my time both offering and receiving music, art, whatever was being offered online. So every year, the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, they do a firefly festival where when there's this breed of firefly that's pretty rare, and they will come out only for a short period of time every year, and they will invite spectators to watch these fireflies. And they went virtual because of the pandemic. So I signed online and I watched this virtual firefly festival, and it was just so beautiful. And I was so inspired. As I know we'll talk about later, I get very inspired by nature. Mm-hmm. So I ended up looking up the photographer who was the firefly photographer for this festival. And he does amazing firefly photography, and his name's Radim Schreiber. And I found him on Instagram, and I just messaged him out of the blue and told him who I was. And I asked if he would like to team up and have me record some songs inspired by the fireflies. And then if he wanted to, he could put the music to some of his firefly videos, firefly photography. He said yes. And I ended up writing three songs. Big Dipper is one of them. And each song is to accompany the bioluminescence pattern of a certain species of firefly. So this firefly, the Big Dipper firefly, is also called the J-stroke firefly. And they're the most common firefly here in North America. And when the male lights up to attract a female, he will light up for just enough time to make this swoop in the air that ends up making it look like he's writing the letter J in the air. So that's why he's called the J-stroke firefly. But of course, Big Dipper, I thought, was just a better name, so I took that name instead. So this was my song inspired by the Big Dipper firefly. Thank you.
That's Big Dipper, Nicole Anderson. When you did that and wrote the music to go along with the pictures, did that become video or is that available anywhere?
He ended up taking not this piece, but one of the pieces, which was the first. So I ended up making an album, which I just called the Firefly Trilogy of the three pieces. And my first track on that, which is Synchronous Light, he put to footage. And that was inspired by the Synchronous Firefly, which is what the Great Smoky Mountain Festival is based off of. So he did put that song to it. And then he said he would let me know if he got footage that he felt like was fitting to put okay. the other pieces. So hopefully someday, it is a work in progress. But it's really cool to be able to even just go on and watch the videos that he does have and kind of watch the patterns of the lighting of the fireflies and match the music to it.
Can we talk about playing harp in senior facilities, nursing homes for Alzheimer's patients? I mean, this is something I've done as well, and it can be very rewarding work. What first moved you in that direction?
It first started because when I was still taking lessons on the harp, senior centers, of course, are just so inviting and they're so welcoming and they just love musicians. And at first, I just started volunteering at different nursing homes, playing entertainment for them. But as I continued on with lessons and then I went to school and I ended up majoring in psychology and getting my master's in psychology, I really started to delve even further into the benefits of music, especially on the senior population. And all of my years playing for patients with Alzheimer's, it made so much sense to me to really pursue that. So when I started training to become certified in therapeutic music, that was something that I knew I wanted to do. I wanted to offer more direct services to seniors and really know musically what I was doing and the types of stuff that I was playing and how that was benefiting seniors or patients with Alzheimer's. It was a very natural progression going from entertaining in nursing homes to playing more therapeutic music.
What are some of the specific benefits of therapeutic music?
There are so many, which right. I think it's a true testament to the magic of this instrument because of its pure tone, the fact that it has these resonant vibrations that not only can we hear them, but we can feel them a lot of times too. They travel exactly. through the air and they're at frequencies that are very pleasant to our bodies. But for seniors in particular, I've noticed, Alzheimer's patients, there is a very big memory boost, a very big nostalgia boost. And it's something that people talk about a lot, right? Where patients with Alzheimer's oftentimes remember the words to songs. They oftentimes remember how to play music if they're musicians themselves, because it's a different part of the brain than is impacted by their dementia. So having just that memory boost is already something that is very, very helpful for the seniors. Beyond that, rest, relaxation, pain relief, stress relief, lowering blood pressure, stabilizing heart rate. And those are mostly physical, mentally. It can help to, besides boost memory, it can help to just uplift and enhance feelings of well-being. Spiritually, there can be a lot of spiritual connection for people when they're in a therapeutic session, and the list goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all great benefits and all just brought into the physical plane so well with the harp. You know, mm-hmm. it's such a great vessel.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's play another example of some of your beautiful music. I was wondering if you would introduce Dreaming of Spring.
Yeah, so Dreaming of Spring is a piece that has sort of developed from my improvisation. As a therapeutic musician, we do a lot of improv, and that's something that I have laid into very heavily over the last couple of years. So I started offering these harpscapes, as I call them, to my email subscribers. And the harpscapes are weekly videos, and they're 5 minutes long each. And they're usually nature footage, and I will create music to go with the nature footage. And I let people know that this is just 5 minutes to sit, take a break from your busy day, reflect, breathe easy, meditate if that's something you want to do. And you can watch this nature footage and you can listen to the music. I specifically write and improvise music according to whatever video footage I have. So sometimes it's video footage that I've taken myself. Sometimes it's video footage that is stock footage that's just inspiring to me. And it's very interesting for me because I feel like I have a process where I'm very flexible with my music and I will improvise. If the improvisation is something that I feel really inspired by, I might work on it a little bit more. I might tweak it and then it might become a full-fledged composition. I might put it on an album, but I never have expectations when I sit down to create something. I feel like it's so much better if it's just inspired and free-flowing. So Dreaming of Spring, I just sat down and I started noodling with the harp and I knew I wanted to put it to stock footage that I found of spring blooms, just very simple garden flowers swaying in the wind. And this was February of this year. So I think what made this song so poignant was that putting it to this footage, not only in February, especially as you know, here in Massachusetts, we're just waiting for the weather to warm up, the snow to melt. But being that this was also the year that we were all kind of looking towards spring as the time that hopefully things were going to start opening up and we'd be able to go out a little bit more and see, you know, the pandemic restrictions lift. I called it Dreaming of Spring, but it really has this deeper notion of just dreaming of everything that spring this year could represent. And I think that's why the song for me became more than just a little improvisation for harpscape. It became something more deeply meaningful. Thank you.
That is so very peaceful, so lovely. It's Nicole Anderson, Dreaming of Spring. And I've just been enjoying your YouTube because it's awesome, the variety of things like the harpscapes that you just spoke of. And I also thought the very therapeutic Christmas was a pretty cool idea.
That was inspired by my YouTube channel and just months of going from, you know, somebody who had the YouTube channel but didn't really know what to do with it. And I mean, I think a lot of it parallels this transition of, you know, I entertained with my harp for many, many years, playing functions, playing weddings. And then ultimately I realized that I had to lean into the therapeutic music aspect because I wanted to do something that was going to join my background in psychology with my background in music. And harp therapy is just the best way to do that. And then that's when everything started making sense with the YouTube channel. And then when the pandemic hit, it was such an easy way to produce content for people who needed stress relief more than ever. So as I got to the end of last year and I started thinking, what do I want to do for the holidays now that I sort of have this YouTube channel? It's growing slowly but surely. People are noticing it. And I just love Christmas music. I think Christmas music on the harp is...
Oh, yeah.
It's so quintessential.
It's the best. Yeah,
It is. So knowing that, I just wanted to put it all out there but do something unique, something that was truly me, and that is putting a therapeutic spin on it.
Well, you know, I think there's something therapeutic about Christmas because there's highs, there's lows, but there's just something about it. And nature, too, very therapeutic, as you were saying. And so you take these therapeutic things like nature and you combine it with the therapeutic aspects of harp music. And it's just such a great combination.
Oh,
Like this, the hiking harpist that you're doing, which is also the same kind of thing. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that.
The hiking harpist is my passion project. And it began in 2019 when mentally I just felt like I was not in a very good place. I was hitting a low. And I think it's tough because for those of us who are blessed enough to take something that we're really passionate about and actually be able to turn it into a vocation where it's financially viable, that is something that I will never take for granted ever. But the struggle that I've experienced my entire life is I have music as a hobby. How much do I want to build a business out of it? And can I balance out having it make me money and doing the things that maybe aren't as fun, maybe aren't as igniting of my passion, but they're what makes the money versus the music that I just want to do for fun? So I think getting to that point in 2019 where I just needed something that was going to lift me up mentally and emotionally, the hiking harpist sort of grew from that. Because nature has always been a big part of my life. I've always loved just being outdoors, connecting with nature, hiking, riding my bike. So it was a very natural integration for me to start taking my harp out into nature, becoming inspired by nature. And it's just been, it's been such a light in my life, and knowing that I've been out on trails or out in the woods somewhere and people are walking and they come across this harp and they get to hear the benefits of the instrument. They get to see this wonderful integration of harp and nature. It's been the best.
Yeah. So this next tune we have queued up, Nature's Blessing, is the theme to the Nature's, the Hiking Harpist?
Yeah, it just sort of happened that way. And now I'm proud to call it the theme song, but it wasn't, it wasn't always the theme song. It actually, so the improvisation that sort of developed into the composition, according to this process, my musician's process, this was actually an improvisation that I used for one of my harpscapes. And when I was kind of doing this rebrand of the Hiking Harpist post pandemic, because I took a break for several months during the pandemic when things were just really tough to, you know, get out there. I didn't want people gathering around me and all that stuff until we knew what was safe and what wasn't. So I decided to take that time to just rebrand a little bit based on how the Hiking Harpist had grown over the past year. And in the rebrand, I just sort of gravitated towards that music and thought, you know, that would be a great song to just put at the beginning, introductions of some of my videos. And that's how it grew. And then I developed it into a composition, and I just love it.
Thank you.
So that is Nature's Blessing, Nicole Anderson. We talked about improvisation, and many of the people that I talk to that are involved in harp therapy or therapeutic harp music, really that improvisation is a very important part of what they do. You need to be in the moment and be able to adjust as you need to, right?
100%. I do mentoring for the Harp for Healing Clinical Musician Certification Program. And I have a platform for certified therapeutic musicians to get their continuing education. And it comes up all the time where I tell people, and this is funny because when I was listening to your podcast with Lawrence Furr, he said the exact same thing, where we both say about 90% of our music right now is improvisation. And that is the exact number that I use too. But it's true. Like those of us who are in the therapeutic music world, we're trained to be able to adjust our playing according to what our patient needs, what our listener needs. We have to stay on our toes and we have to stay flexible and we have to always be aware of what's going on around us energetically, what's going on around us with the people and how people are interacting with us. So it wasn't comfortable at first. I was always very fearful of improvisation, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. But in therapeutic music, it's about whittling the musical elements down to their simplest forms and just building something up from those foundational elements, chords, melody, put it together, and then just see where the music takes us. We call ourselves the messengers of the music, and the real true healing entity in this is the harp. So once you let go as a musician and you get out of your head a little bit, it makes it a lot more comfortable to improvise.
Right. So say you're playing for someone and they start to cry. So you've got to decide and interpret, is that a cry because they're having a good healing cry because they're loving the music, or is the music too sad? Do I need to change it? You know, so really, you have to be on your toes, right?
Yeah.
So let's play one more piece. This is a rather long piece, but I think I'd like to play the whole thing. It's really beautiful. It's very soothing, and it's called Root to Crown. I wonder if you could introduce it for us.
Sure. So this song is something that I created for my Harp and Wellness YouTube channel as meditation music, but unlike a lot of my meditation music that's on this channel, which is mostly relaxing music, once in a while music that is created to help engage deep breathing and things like that. But this was something a lot more targeted, and it was targeted to a chakra alignment meditation. And for those who don't know, this is an alignment of energy centers that we have in our body. So there are seven of them, and they begin at the base of the spine, which is the root, and then they go up in increments and they end at the top of the head, which is the crown. So I initially created this music to accompany a guided meditation, which was a color meditation. So each of the chakras corresponds to a certain color. And I did put that out on my YouTube channel and it was great, but the music, sometimes it just needs to be by itself too. And it doesn't need my voice on top of it. And it doesn't need all the extra stuff. Sometimes you just need the music. And this was recorded. I did synth and harp, and I recorded each of them in one take and just edited them together. And that does not always work. It most of the time doesn't work. This was thrilling for me because it just came together and I was listening to it and I almost fell off my chair. And I thought, nice. This is so cool because you can actually hear. I tried to correspond the frequencies of the harp to what they say are the frequencies of the energy centers in the body and things like that. So you can actually hear throughout the piece the music climbing up in its pitch, which I thought was so cool. And then it ends with this climax of when you finally align all the chakras and you hit the crown. And it's just this more forte climax than I usually do for meditation music, but it just sort of seemed to work. And then it sort of tapers off. I do think it's worth listening to it for the 16 minutes. And even if you don't want to do the chakra meditation along with it, or if that's not your thing, just listening to it as meditation music or relaxation music in the background, I think it's really helpful.
Yeah. Well, some people drive when they listen to their podcast. Is that okay with this particular piece?
I would not.
You would not. Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, all of the meditation YouTubes that I listen to, it's the same thing. We all make that joke. We're like, you know, don't operate heavy machinery when listening to this music. Because, yeah, I mean, this one isn't at, like, it's not meant for sleep. So you probably wouldn't fall asleep. But beyond sleep as a response sometimes to meditation or deep relaxation, there are other things that can happen with meditation music where there might be catharsis, there might be some sort of emotional, you know, coming to being. So with that in mind, you know, allowing this to, it, you know, you can have it in the background and you can be doing other things or you can just passively listen to it. But I would definitely be careful with how people want to listen to this.
All right. So if you are driving, you might want to pause this, listen to the rest when you get home, just because it is very soothing. It is very relaxing. And it is absolutely beautiful. It's root to crown. So that is Root to Crown from Nicole Anderson. Her website is harpandwellness.com. We will include a link to that and to the YouTube in the show notes of this podcast. Nicole, what a pleasure it's been talking to you.
Thank you. This has been so wonderful. I was so excited to be a part of this. And just everything that you're doing with the podcast.
It was kind of interesting with the synchronicity because I found you on, I guess it was Instagram, and I was writing you a little note. And at the same time, you were sending me an email. I was saying, you should be on the podcast. And you were saying, can I be on the podcast?
And oh, my gosh. I was laughing. I was telling my husband, is this me? I guess this is an invitation, which is cool because I don't always beg to be on podcasts. I like being invited because it makes me feel good about myself. But I said this was kind of a mutual situation, which was really awesome.
That's right. Yes. From one Massachusetts person to another. It's cool. So thank you so much and continued success. And perhaps one day we will actually meet in person. We can talk harp and maybe play together or something.
That would be awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nicole Anderson. If you have questions or guest suggestions, please feel free to email me at openingtheharpchakra@yahoo.com. We've also included links to PayPal and Venmo if you'd like to show your support for the podcast. Please subscribe, please share, and please tell your friends. In the coming weeks, more beautiful harp music from around the world. I'm Jay Michaels. Peace. Namaste.